June 18th, 2010, RLRD.
I move to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to thank everyone for coming this evening. And start off with our minutes. Does everyone have a chance to review the minutes?
Why we're not getting them ahead of time anymore?
I emailed
everybody. When, this morning?
Nope, 5 days after the last meeting.
Okay. You may want to check the email address. Oh no, you know what it was? I know. I couldn't open it. What are you emailing it with? What are you using?
Word.
Is it Word 7?
It's the 93 version.
Okay, so you should.
I couldn't open it. I couldn't open the last thing I received from you either.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, do you know what the topic was?
From you, no. I don't remember. It was a while back.
Well, if you can't open it, just email me back or go in the office.
Did you receive the transfer to the last day?
Oh, that, I guess maybe you can finally have to...
Here's my dad. Is this it?
Do you have the last meeting to get you on the agenda?
today's date? Today's June 18th. I mean, we started 7:35.
Hey, do I have a motion to accept the minutes yet?
Under this last launch pass is on the last page where it says Maggie would like a list of the trailer park residents. I have no reason to like a list of the trailer park residents. I think what we were talking about is we don't know who the residents are in the trailer park.
Right, and so you just want a listing of them, correct?
Yeah, but I don't want a listing of them. I mean, we need to, the district needs to know who those, either that or
so
we're talking
change
about
it to
docks.
The district? Would like?
Yeah, we see we have no, I think the discussion at that point was that we don't know on a regular basis who those docks are registered to in the trailer parks, mm-hmm. and they come in as residents and they want the people at the launches to, you know, they're staying the residents, and we have no way of knowing who they are.
So would you like me to just cross off Maggie and put RLRD would like?
An updated list.
Updated list, okay.
Yeah, I mean, here it appears as though I wanted a list of trailer park residents. I don't. I think it's...
So we would need a list from Ryan plus...
Yeah, I think that's what the whole idea was. That Ryan, if we wanted to send their tenants, mm-hmm.
right,
we need from them...
An updated list.
An updated list from them to know who their tenants are if we're to send them any kind of launch passes.
Right, and so then...
Or the opportunity to purchase them.
Okay.
So I, you know... Thanks for the list, okay. But I don't think that I didn't like the way that went.
Pardon me?
Are you going to take care of him?
For Michael Brazek and Brad, and I can take care of that.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as amended.
Do you have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Dick?
No, I was just questioning on that new business second item where Charlie and Mary Jane Kelly wanted to go on that, and that Dan Harris said the town kept the hill and abandoned the road, and I don't know that was the discussion, and possibly, why don't we just strike that? Because I don't necessarily think that's accurate.
Okay, so the part, the Danny Harris?
Yeah.
Oh, the sentence?
Yeah, I think where we are in that is the town owns the road above it, but it was the county that, when they took the bridge out, they were landlocked. The county then put that road in.
Okay.
But just take that out.
Just take that one sentence out.
Dealership's really questionable down there.
Okay.
So, rather than...
Well, Charlie's going to be doing, he's going to be doing quite a bit of research, he said, on that.
Yeah.
Just so he just doesn't want to have any of the things that went on.
Okay. Because I think Dan's pretty close to that, and I don't think that's his position on it, is my thinking.
Okay, so you're in favor of the minutes, Dick? Okay, we're going to move on here to our committee reports, and... Bill Sigorski's here, and I'm going to have you, Bill, start with the dam. And then you could even go into the grant right after that, because we had that listed down below, but we're going to have you, since you worked on that project.
Well, I know, I think Doug's been working on something for the dam, too, and I'm not so privy to that, so he'll address that. Just, there's a couple things there. When dam safety came down, we had, when they did the inspection, we had a couple points we were talking about. And with the dewatering of the tail pool, I got some prices for, Bobby was more familiar with that than me, actually. He said that the last time they dewatered that, I thought, I wasn't sure how they did it. I was thinking they brought in a big diesel transformer. But Bobby said that Danforth, all they used was a couple of big submersible pumps. So I got a couple friends that work at Danforth. I called over there, but the project manager that did that's long since retired. And nobody over there seemed to know how big the submersible pumps were or anything. So I did some research, and I called Anderson and a couple places that rent pumps. None of them, I mean, they have submersibles, but they're not, I mean, they're 2.5-inch pumps. They're fairly big pumps. I just don't know, I don't think there's a lot going in there, so I think maybe two of them would do it. It wouldn't dewater. Bobby said, well, whatever pumps they used, he said they had it down in 4 days. Mm-hmm. But nobody, I don't know how big these, what they used. So, you know, we could rent a couple of 2.5. The biggest one the Andersons have is 2.5. And I called me and a couple other places that rent stuff. They didn't even have, they got the diesel trailer pumps, but nobody's got big submersibles. So that's kind of where we're at with that. I mean, we probably got the power. I know we got power down there in each house, so we could power two up. And we'd have to get the hoses and everything, get them over the buffer dam back there so to dewater. The other discussion was when we dewater is if we got to get welding equipment down there. And Bobby and them have been kind of talking about this for a while, and I agree. We really need a jib crane of some sort up on that dam. Because there's no way, two reasons. One, they can't get anything big out of a boat when they bring it down without basically killing themselves. And then anything we got to get down to the pump houses that's big, you got to drag it down the stairs, which is just crazy. I mean, you're going to get somebody hurt. So I started doing some engineering on, you know, a jib crane. You can buy them, they're made up. And I went down there last week with Tom, and we kind of measured, and I was thinking put it close to the valve house, but the only problem with that is it doesn't line up with the landing down below. So we almost have to mount it out kind of in the middle of the dam, which isn't a bad thing, it's just that it's going to be kind of out there in the open. You know, it would have been nice to be able to get it close to the house where you could lock it to the house or something, but it's just no way, because you need like 40 foot of boom to get the cover both areas.
Right.
So if we put it kind of just in the middle there and move where they bring their stuff in, you know, where the gate is to bring stuff up on, move that down a little bit, we could get away with a 10 foot boom. And the other reason we have a problem over by the house is you really got to put that over the dam. You can't really have that load on the corbels. Because engineering-wise, I just don't know what those corbels were designed to hold. I'd be a little weary to put that load out that far. So I'm looking with a big winch that you need to get it over the other side, and it's probably going to be maybe a $10,000 bill. So I'll get some firm prices for the board for the next meeting. But I think we need to have that in place, because if we do open those valves up and they got to do work on it, I mean, the last time they brought everything up with a bulldozer from Calvin's down there up the creek, but like Bobby said, that road's all washed out again, you'd have to bulldoze everything, and if you're just gonna be doing some welding on the valves, that's kinda crazy, where we could bring a welder in with a boat, blow it over, so I'll put that stuff together. For the next board meeting.
Alright, sounds good. Anyone have any questions? No, I agree with you, I think we definitely.
What's the timing for the dewatering?
Well, that's the other thing, I thought we'd do it in the summer, but the way we're getting these rainstorms, now I don't know. I'm worried about waiting till we let the water out of the dam though, because I think you're gonna jam yourself up with the weather again. So, I don't know if we wanna just kinda play it by ear, maybe it's the end of August there, hopefully we get a dry spell, or, you know, if we can get it down in a couple of days, at least we just look at the valve, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Again, you have to do the place, check the pumps down there, to do the dewatering?
Yeah, because these pumps are gonna weigh 300 pounds, I mean, for you guys to try and lug that babies down, plus all the hose we gotta get down there.
So regardless.
The first thing I think we wanna do is get that jib crane in place, and that's not a big deal, we can order it, I mean, the jib crane itself, you can buy from Brains.
Just a matter of how it gets installed, where.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get probably a pontoon boat or something, get them loaded, get it down there, get it off, you know. So, I mean, we might have to get everybody down there to give us a hand, that's all, you know. So we get that in place, that'll.
Too bad you only have a jib crane to take it off with.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Exactly.
Well, my point is here, we're already in the middle of June. So there ain't no way we're gonna do it before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
August.
Exactly. So I mean, that's where we're at with that.
When's our next meeting?
Yeah, when is the next meeting?
Our next meeting is July 23rd.
Okay, alright, I'll have everything kind of ready by then. And I'll have prices and everything. The other thing was, as you know, we're still having a problem with the gate sealing tight. And I, you know, Al was down for that inspection. We went back and forth. Well, Bobby kept all the old iron. The old iron that we used for the hydraulic cylinders. I didn't know he kept all that. So I went back and forth with Hatch, you know. And my feeling is, rather than keep playing with trying to get more counterweight in there and everything, we, you know, and Al kind of agree with me. I think we should just we can weld those pieces back on. We'd have to upgrade the hydraulics again. The cylinders would probably have to be taken off and rebuilt. The pump and everything's still there, and we'd have to repipe it. But that way the guys, they don't have to get out there, you know, on that gate and everything else. It's just a way safer way to go. And if, you know, if they bind up a little bit, and that's a problem. Acres, you know, they run the figures, they say they should go down with the weight, but they're not. And because of the seal, because of whatever.
So are we adding more weight, is that the idea?
Well, we did that. We put some more counterweight in, they brought a little bit more weight. So we put about 1,000 pounds in there in the fall. But it's that last 6 inches, and it's, because of the design of the seal, it hydroplane. You know, the gate's actually hydroplaning on the water because you got so much water going through there. Because they.
So you're thinking you're going to weld to the back of it?
No, there used to be. Actually, RG&E put that in. There used to be cross members up above, and there's four jacks that actually will pull the gate down about a foot and a half. That's the way it was designed. But when we did the reconstruction program, we had to get those gates up so high so they had clearance that the old rams stick up about a foot and a half. They had to cut them off so we could get the gates up out of the way. But Bobby kept all that steel, so it's just a matter of rewelding it on. You know, we could get Clausen probably to come down there.
Sure.
re-weld them on, and then we just have to redo the hydraulics.
And there's a guy, there's a guy in Fillmore that has a portable welder that...
Yeah, well, Boston or somebody, you know. I mean, there's power right there because, there's power in the box right there because of the reconstruction program. They had their welder up right there. So that's another thing, you know, there'll be, you know, I don't really...
Is all the hydraulics there?
The pumps and everything are there. We'd have to re-pipe because the piping was all taken off when we did the reconstruction too.
And the cylinders, will we have to replace the cylinders or just rebuild them?
Cylinders should be rebuilt.
Just be rebuilt.
Because I know Bobby said a couple of them were really leaking there. We'd have to take them off, take them into like Buffalo Hydraulic or somewhere.
Right, and rebuild them.
Retrofit them. So I'm going to pursue that a little bit if it's all right with the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think that's an easier way to go than screwing around trying to get counterweight in there. I don't like the idea of having all that weight in those channels anyway because it's holding water and we're going to get rust and everything else. So. And then, you want to break it? You're an experiment about the grant.
Well, after the inspection, right? After the last dam inspection, you're finally approved.
Yeah, we finally got the money. At least most of it.
90%, right? Is that
90%.
Bill, would you give a figure for the audience?
$589,000.
That was 90% of what the original amount was supposed to be.
Still owes 10%, and that's based on, oh, and that's the other, we placed the ad for the EAP. It's out there. Should probably be in a Dodge, I would hope is, I think, Rhonda got it in, what, two papers, right? We couldn't get it in the news yet.
Yeah, we haven't got it in Buffalo yet, but we have it in Rochester.
Olean, but Dodge reports will probably pick that up, so it'll probably, I don't know, it'll be in next week's Dodge report, because that comes out on Monday. It might be 2 weeks before it hits the Dodge report, but a lot of the firms look at the ads every day anyway.
Where are we having the INM? Is that part of the...
That's...
Is that like Tom and them guys?
Yeah, we got to put that together ourselves. And we don't really even have to send that in, we just got to put that together.
Okay, it's got to be done by August.
If they ask us for it, then we got to send it in, but right now, the way it reads, they don't want you sending that in, so...
Okay, they just want you to have one.
You have it, right. And all we're going to do is, you know, we had an operation and maintenance manual anyway, and that's basically what it is, but we got some new equipment that we got to add in there and everything, so we'll upgrade that a little bit.
I just would like to say something good, Dave. I want to commend the two bills and Rhonda, who was always there faithfully helping them to rewrite. How many times did you rewrite that grant since 2002? It was a long haul. We went through two senators.
Monkey business in
that.
Is what it was.
It was what?
Monkey business.
Well, and thank you for hanging in there on that grant. I also would like in the record, and I commend Kathy Hock for going to Albany. She has the political connections that we don't have. And I know she pressured, you know, the powers that be in Albany to get us this money, which had been promised us. We finally got it.
That's great.
2002. Thank you. Thank you all.
And it's the only 10%, they'll release that, I guess, when we get the EAP.
Since we got the bulk of it, you know, I think this is just great.
And one other thing about that coring and that still hasn't been resolved. I talked to Canisteri again, and they can't get it together over there because they don't know what they want. I mean, one guy says yes. Alon says he thinks he wants it. Canisteri's like, I don't really think I need that.
Is this Corsa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get away with just a good survey back there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. You know, I'm trying to hammer that out. So, but we got to do a survey at least, and I haven't really gotten a hold of Freeman. That's kind of my fault. I got a little busy at work. We'll get him down here and get that done.
Could be.
Do you want to advertise for Freeman, or you just want to do Freeman and do it? It's probably going to be, I don't know, he, he told me it'd probably be about a $3,000-$4,000 bill.
As long as it's under.
If you want to advertise, let me know. I think it'll be under $5,000, you really don't have to legally, so. If you want Freeman to do it, or if you want, there's a surveyor down here that.
Well, there is Will Tucker on Falcon Beach.
I don't know if he's got the grafting stuff though, because then he's gonna have to, I mean, when I talk to him.
I can ask him, he was here at the meeting a couple weeks, or a couple months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem if he wants, you know, if you want to give.
That's for the backside?
Yes, yep.
I'm sure he'd be interested in at least looking at it.
That's fine. That's about all I have.
Okay, do you think that you would like a preapproval for the crane? Now that if you do find one, and could we do that now, or do you want to wait another month?
What would be the.
I can email you guys the prices, and then.
That'd be good.
I think if you could email it.
I'll get everything together and email you.
I was going to suggest that, and we can go ahead.
That's what I'm saying, this way here, we don't hold it up to another meeting and maybe extend it a little longer.
Okay.
Of course, might I point out that the Rules Committee, on its recommendation, is that we come up with email protocols that we don't have, for the record.
Oh, there's two other things here, and it's actually from the guys. The pole chainsaw and the weed whacker. Pole chainsaw, the problem they're having is we're getting a lot of debris kind of under the safety gates there. And for them guys to get it out of there, they're doing a flying Rolando on the top of those gates, and that's just dangerous. And if they had the pole saw, they could just kind of slice it off, let it go over the spillway.
Some of those logs are pretty good size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, I think they're like in the $300 range.
I think that Bobby gave us a quote on them for the two items, for the weed whacker and the pole, and the chainsaw was $900, I believe.
Yeah.
And they're both identical motors.
Oh.
So they're the same motors and everything. I had a discussion with him the other day. So he wanted to see if we could approve that this evening.
I really think they need it. I mean, because those guys getting on the top of those gates, you know, you get moss on them. Somebody goes into that spillway, you're going to have a lawsuit.
When I was down at the dam last week before?
No, May 10th. No, June 2nd.
Yeah.
June 2nd.
There was a four really good-sized, lengthy, and big diameter logs that were there that were wedged over the top of the spillway gates. And the only way to dislodge him would be to cut him, and he can't get there to cut. So we need, no doubt about that.
I'd like to make the motion.
I will second.
Yes, I will. And all we procure these.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll move on to Doug. Doug has some report on the dam also.
Oh, on the, I mentioned at our last meeting about the trams. Mm-hmm. And we had Dan Sutterby from Sutterby Construction Services come and take a look and do some measurements. And we told him what we'd like to have. And we told him it wasn't for the general public, so he would not have to have some of the things he would that New York State would require if we were going to have, for example,
passengers.
That we were going to take people on tours of the dam. And, but they would be large enough so that they would be able to put things like a 50-gallon drum of oil and bring them down. They carry up to 2 ton. And what he's proposed is one tram from the top by the
generator house there.
The generator house down to the dam. That one, it's 120 foot of rail length, $290,000.
Say again.
$290,000. Then the tram, a tram from the top of the dam down to where they can get to the valve houses is 200 feet in length.
One could only guess. Huh?
And that one is $333,000. So we're talking about $623,000, which I'm glad I was sitting down when I read his email to me. But I've got copies of this for all the commissioners. The only way we could possibly do something like this would be with grant money. And what this I mentioned this at that last meeting too. This company also does green energy works, and they have a water turbine that could be attached to our valves that are spitting out water at various amounts almost constantly, right? So, and he agrees that there'd be enough energy created to certainly cover the electricity for the dam and then some.
For the tram.
For the tram and for whatever. There would be times, because the flow is inconstant, where we would necessarily in this planning process have to limit ourselves as to what we could support. And there's the during the periods where there's a lot of water coming out, we could put electricity into the grid and get paid for it.
I don't want to interrupt, but the problem with that, because we looked at this a long time ago.
Yeah, I was talking to my neighbor about that.
Is once you start putting it back in the grid, you come under FERC rules.
Yeah.
Federal energy.
Yeah.
And everything changes. That's why, and the Alcor and them are very versed. That's one thing, Hatch, they're very versed in the regulations. And we got away from that real quick, because FERC can actually come to you in the middle of summer and tell you, drop the leak. And that's the truth. That's why we didn't. We just dropped it right there.
You're not interested in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if you want to talk to somebody, call Al Corwin, because that's all Hatch Energy does. They do that all over the country, and they know every nook and cranny of those laws with FERC. And once you get into that, there's a lot of regulations. So, you should call Al and just talk to him about it.
Yeah. What I was thinking about is, there seems to be an unending stream of grant money for green energy projects. Mm-hmm. And if we could tie in something like that with these trams, would be way to fund them as well. So that's the only reason I brought it up to him.
Yeah. And like I say, it might have changed now. I mean, because we were looking at it like seven, 8 years ago. Yeah. And you just come on the board when we were talking about that, right, Steph? Mm-hmm. And then, just the regs and everything kind of scared us off. It really did. But now, I don't know, maybe they loosened some of that stuff up. Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, and there's a new company that bought out RG&E, that Spanish company, and they are committed to so many green projects in New York State. So maybe it's something the board does want to pursue with
the company. You know, the thing that we never did after we did that, when we did that flow study, we kind of got slapped down from RG&E.
Yeah, I know.
And we never went.
Never went back.
We never pursued, and maybe that's where we should be pursuing, is going above RG&E, going to the Ibola, I think is the name of that Spanish firm, and saying, hey, we got water to sell you, like we used to. And
did you say that?
It would power all the existing turbines that they have. You know, there's four stations on the Genesee that,
using Mount Morris.
We've been purposely not sending them water so they couldn't use it. So that study's here, Doug, if you want to look at it. Hatch did a study. We know how much they can generate on every RG&E station on the river going down. I mean, we spent like $66,000 for that study, but It'll tell you the flow rates in a river, how much they generate. And it's, Rhonda can get it out for you, it's here.
Bedside reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Maggie, do you have anything to report on the dam?
No, Doug's got it under control.
Okay, thank you.
I could mention that litigation thing I went to yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to, yeah.
Sure.
Yesterday morning, I attended a follow-up to a hazard mitigation action plan update meeting. It lasted 3 hours, was mostly attended by town superintendents and their highway department superintendents, town supervisors and highway superintendents.
Yes.
Yes. And they handed out a synopsis of all of the updates that were done by the by every township and village, and as well Rushford Lake District, Cuba Lake District, and Houghton College submitted information to this plan. Everyone updated theirs. Rushford never did it to begin with, so theirs was brand new this year. And it lays out everyone's plans to address weaknesses or areas where they think that they can improve their ability to respond or prevent hazards from happening. And the purpose of the meeting was to update everyone's information from when they submitted it, I don't know, a month ago or whatever, so they can finalize the input for it. It's a lengthy form that they asked everyone to fill out. It was an onerous form. We were limited as to how much we had to put in, so our part of it was relatively painless compared to everybody else. But everyone was there, and everyone did it because in order to really be in the running for grant money for these types of projects, you have to be have your plan as part of the county plan and have it updated, or you're just not going to be considered for money. And everybody there wants money. So, like I say, it was a three-hour meeting. I provided a couple updates on ours, like the trams. I didn't have a price when I filled it out. I gave them the prices.
Doug, how often is that updated, the county
plan? Every 5 years.
Every 5 years.
Well, they said every 5 years, and then yesterday they said it really isn't every 5 years. It's more like every 3.5 to 4 years. Okay. So we're up to date, and there are some things on there that we've talked about already. The purchase of some sirens for the Canandaigua Creek Gorge, monitors for the creeks. That feed the lakes are in there. The trams are in there. I forget what else. There's a couple other things. Yeah. But that was it. There'll be another meeting sometime in the future. I'm not sure when. They didn't say. And we'll all be getting a copy of the final product. And if it comes to me, I'll bring it in.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Doug. Okay, and the launch fee for the trailer park, Dick and I are going to work on that in the future here. We're going to have this all, and hope we'll be done before the next season starts. You and I are going to, whenever you want to have a meeting, Dick, I'm available most anytime, okay? Okay, the legal, today we went to court. There's some litigation going on, a couple different cases. And Doug, I'm going to leave it up to you. You spoke with the attorney before you came tonight.
Yes, I was one of the people sitting in the visitor section today for our hearing. It was we were told it was going to start at 10:30. It started, I think, at what, 12:30? something like that. So we sat around and waited for quite a while. The two cases that were on the agenda for today, one was the Young suit, and that one really didn't go before the judge in open court. Our attorney met with the Young's attorney. The Young's made a proposal that would allow their neighbors access to their docks. That while it wasn't our solution, which would be to open up that gate to let them go through as they used to, it is a way for them to get to their docks. And that way is, if you're familiar at all with Hutton Bay, the Route 49, where there's a
guardrail.
There's a guardrail, and then there was some brush that was across there. That brush has been cleared off, not removed, but cut back, so that you can walk through there.
Do they typically drive down there? Is that what they?
I don't know, but I suspect.
You're down there all the
time. You drove, so you fill up with coolers and things like that, and drive down a little. Yeah.
So I don't know if I just saw a photograph of it today, so I can't tell if there's a way to drive there. But you'd be able to walk there if you parked across the road.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you've been doing anyhow, right?
No, nobody's went down there. They threatened to have us arrested before.
Oh. Well, as long as you use that route, you're okay. So that one wasn't heard.
And did the judge hear that though?
No.
Or that was just between the two.
That was in chambers. And the other suit is the Gribbins suit, and this has to do with the docks that are in front of Brad Coon's property. And attorney Capellini was there, and he did. I spent a lot of time talking in court about how he saw what was going on with many things. He submitted a mound of new exhibits today that our attorneys didn't have an opportunity to look at, and of course asked that if the judge consider adjourning the hearings to give our attorneys a chance to look at the material. The attorney for Brad Coons, and our two attorneys, our counsel and the insurance company's attorney, all declined. They said they'd waited long enough. They wanted to have the hearing today. So the hearing did go on. Mr. Capellini, among other things that I made note of as he was talking to the judge, said that he has tape recordings and audio tape of us, the commissioners, and our attorney making comments before our open session and afterwards, which is completely inappropriate. And the open meeting law says that you can tape and record our meeting, not what goes on before and not what goes on after. And included in that, he said there was a comment that our attorney Joe Miller made that he was going to try to, quote, kill Capellini with kindness. If any of you were here for one or two of the sessions that he was at where he was bouncing off the walls with his behavior, you'll know what Joe was talking about. He went on to accuse the commissioners of serving on the commission solely to forward their personal agendas. That he suggested the New York State Attorney General's office investigate the Rushford Lake Recreation District. Many allegations about our attorneys and the commissioners acting unscrupulously. So I have to say I was surprised the judge let that go on as long as it did, but anyway, there was no outcome of that today. He just said he would, as he had said before, he didn't want any witnesses. He wanted to make his decision based on the record, based on the comments in open court of the attorneys, and that's what he said he would do, and he would do it within the next week or two. So we have to wait to see what the outcome will be.
And we're waiting for him to... Was this just...
There are two... Well, I should have mentioned that. There were only two issues today. One was about the docks in front of Brad Coons, because we said that they were unsafe and that they can't stay up in the current position, even though we've got them blocked off and people shouldn't be on them. There's still a chance some kids could climb on one of those docks, fall and get hurt, and we, as the district, would be liable, could be held liable, and it could cost us a bunch of money.
And Brad Coons Insurance Company is...
We didn't get into that. Yeah. That was the one issue, and then the other was,
Restricted usage.
The removal of the dock.
The other one was he alleged that our attorneys weren't timely. Mm-hmm. And because of the fact we weren't timely, the judge had ruled in his favor. End of story. Well, the judge said he wasn't buying that one.
And how was he received by the court?
Respectfully. Yeah. They all were. So, it was largely an unproductive session.
Thank you for knowing.
And so I'm sure more will come. One other thing that came out of that. The attorney for Mr. K was there, Sheldon Smith, and he, off the record, asked the judge if he would conjoin the three lawsuits, the Grebbins lawsuit, the Young's lawsuit, and the...
Meadowlands East.
Meadowlands East lawsuit. And Mr. Capolini objected to that, saying that that he wanted no part of that. But it was pointed out to him in his papers before the court that he mentions that particular lawsuit several times.
The Meadowlands East.
And now he seems to want to change his position. So I think the court viewed that rather dimly, from what I observed anyway. And that was it.
I thought from what Joe had mentioned to us regarding that, that they almost had to combine them because they had all referenced one another in those suits. Yeah. And that's under his consideration also.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on, I know we've taken up quite a bit of time already. Okay, let's see where we are here. Newsletter. Dick, anything on a newsletter?
No, I sort of was on a little bit of hold because of Rhonda being out, and I thought we were going to have this ad hoc thing. That's what I was hoping was going to be. You know, we were going to have that by the annual meeting. So
I wanted to talk about that.
Those are the two big things that I thought, you know, I was waiting to fill in with. There's not really a lot to say right now, unfortunately. I mean, there's a launch report and, you know, what you did, and that his report from that Bi-County thing that they was doing. So, there's a lot of need in it right now, so if I get more, it'll go in, but I thought that was the big thing that we'd get is that ad hoc stuff and an update on the legal stuff. Whatever goes out, I have a place for a legal update kind of stuff. I'd like to do research on that, but I don't know if we have time to detail on it. It's all laid out. It's just a matter of dumping some stuff in and then getting it to print.
Okay. Okay.
So let's see where we are, and then we'll talk to that after.
Maybe you may want to wait a few more weeks anyway until we get the results from the judge on the Coon case anyway.
It's up to you guys.
Okay, moving on, Yankee and Percy on Ryan Road. I believe that's the one where I went down on last week. We were doing, you had an excavator down there, and you're making a road and digging, you're digging ditches. Okay, well, we looked back in the record, and I think you put an application in two or three years ago to do some drainage and digging.
Right.
And, well, anyway, I know that after 1 year, if you don't renew the permit, you should renew it. Then you could renew it one time for another year. Okay. But now there's work that's been going on down there. And I believe that your property, your trailer and everything is below the 1450.
Yes.
At least it's all below the 1450.
Right.
Now, where's this?
At the end of Ryan Road. Then you go right, then you'll go to the water. If you want to explain what's going on down there, because I know what I've seen. I know there was the town actually put a drainage system in,
right.
And then it was flooding onto your property.
Right.
And then what you want to do is tour the water, you make it go to another area.
We extended the ditch. The town gave us actually another piece of pipe to put in so we could get the water away from where our trailer is, because it was just getting really wet in there. And so we just extended that, and there's another ditch just above where the trailer is that we had put in, that we had put a request in for, that just drains the water, you know, away from us.
Right. But the main thing is it was being done without a permit. You know what I mean? Because the permit did expire from 3 years ago.
They say we fine him $25,000.
Well, the thing of it is that we just have to
2 weeks.
Get this straightened out here.
We assumed that.
Let's do all we can.
In the request, and that it was okay. You know,
right.
We just didn't get it done.
So the main thing now is to file a permit. I would say file a permit, and then I don't know if you want to let them go ahead with the project at this point, or you want to put a halt to it. I can't make that decision by myself. That's why.
20 years.
Oh man, where is that? Should we publicly admonish you? We can't find you. So you ought to know by now, when it's not your property, it's our property. You ask permission to do something on our property.
And
I don't know how else to tell you that. I don't know how to tell anyone on this lake that, but that's the issue.
Right.
Get
and
it?
Right. And
don't
we
do
had,
it again.
Well, we had requested it, and we just assumed that it was
I don't,
it was
what,
okay.
What do we do? Stay off other people's property on this lake, anywhere, and our problems would disappear.
When we approve the work that they wanted to do 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
in our approval, is there anything that
yes.
says this is
there
only
is.
Valid for
yes.
1 year?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's right on the permit.
It's right on the permit.
It's on the permit.
When you apply for the permit, it says it's for a year.
But my question is, looking at the committee reports, why is this dock Young and Percy?
I don't know.
Because of the
Percy
letter.
Oh, the letter, the Percy letter.
Mm-hmm.
There's another letter in here that we received.
So, this is my copy of it.
Oh, okay, it's right
yeah,
there.
This letter,
yes.
This letter is dated June 17th. It's a Percy letter.
Oh, so that was...
So that just came in.
This is what, for the brick wall?
August 2007.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I
see this
yours?
Here? No, this here.
Do
you have this? I think
I
have
a copy. Oh, okay. Yes,
it's Ryan Road, right?
That's the Percy letter.
This
okay.
is this,
this
right
one here.
Okay. All right.
Someone can tell me why we allow a trailer on our property to begin with.
Probably
good. Am I late?
only allow what?
We don't have any such things.
Why is your trailer on this property?
It's been there, it's grandfathered there, I mean, when we bought the place, it was there.
Do you...
Our trailer, you mean?
Yes.
You saw our trailer?
I know, I could see it's pretty, it's maybe about 3 foot, 4 foot above the water level. I would say it's somewhere...
So you had no deed to the property?
Could be a little higher, I'm not sure, I'm just, I can't remember unless I was on the side.
You had no deed to that property?
It's just below the power lines.
Okay.
That go through there.
So you have no deed to the property?
No, our deed's up further.
Their deed, would your deed be above the 1450, or in there, above the 1450?
Yeah, how big is this trailer, Dave? I can't do it.
I don't know how many square foot.
55 feet long and 12 feet wide.
So it's a big one.
Not by today's standards.
Not an extremely large trailer, no, but... It's normal for that era.
Is it permanently placed with a septic and everything?
Right.
The septic's on our land?
Yes.
Everything.
When we bought it, we had to have inspected.
Has that been tested?
When we bought it, we had to have inspected.
What year did you buy?
88 or 89.
So it's...
I bought it...
21.
In December.
Well, maybe...
So the district had informed that before you bought the...
By the health department.
Trailer.
Could be.
The trailer was already there. Did you know at the time it was...
Oh, no.
Sellers tell you that the trailer was located on property you didn't own?
Yeah.
But you said...
No.
Did you come to the district and say, is this gonna be a problem? Or did you just...
Remember, we did come to meetings.
We went through a lot of rigmarole over the whole thing, and we had to have the thing inspected.
I guess I'd be a little shaky about buying a trailer that's sitting on property I didn't own, and I had no lease, no agreement whatsoever to keep it there. You could have bought it, and the district could have turned around the very next day and said, get it out of here, it's on our land. Right?
No, they were aware of it.
I think we went through that, and they said it was grandfathered in, so...
They...
Who'd you buy from? Chamberlain's.
Who said they were grandfathered in? People you bought from or the commission?
Didn't Chamberlain's have an easement for that? I think there was an easement.
You think so?
I think so.
That would make a lot of sense.
Because that's in the area, that's in the area.
For your closing?
Yes.
You did?
There's multiple...
There's gotta be more to this than what I'm hearing.
Okay, I'm not sure.
There's multiple references in old minutes to the Chamberlain property, and I think that's in that area where they might even be down to the 1445.
Okay, well, I'll get off of that issue, and we'll just talk about that you did a no-no.
Okay, we're not familiar with the letters.
Yeah, I can't make any decision on any of it until I go over there and see it. I don't know what the problem is.
They're just put a drain in on the property, I mean...
On district property?
Yeah.
I was notified last week, and I was notified that there was some digging going on down there, so I said I would take a ride to go and check it out.
Does it make sense?
Pardon me, does it make sense?
What to do?
Well, I think, I honestly think that the commissioner should take a look at it to see...
Well, that's what I'm saying, I can't beg it.
Then they say we table it, what else is looking?
But I think that because...
I'll show you what we've done, and what's on the paper, too.
I need to ask a question here. Is Mr. Percy saying that the Yankees are crossing his lake frontage? Is that what they're talking about? Where he has exclusive use and...
I think the right-of-way association.
Okay.
He's speaking on behalf of the...
Percy is, okay.
On behalf of the Ryan Road right-of-way.
What is Percy's, I guess I'm not picturing what his problem is in this letter.
You're going to see that, so...
Yes.
Yes.
Are you familiar, do you know this letter?
Have you seen the letter?
Thanks.
Their name?
In 1978, RG&E gave permission to replace the trailer that was there. To replace it.
think when you look into, what year is that?
1978.
And I think then if you look into early district meetings, that might have been one that the early district had to...
Okay.
Had to... what would be the word? Conform with district at the time, you know. They have the district issue it. I seem to remember something about it.
I would like it if we could all go down, if all the commissioners could go down, or if not all of us, at least three of us.
I think that's a good idea.
And determine if they can go on with this project or put a, you know, just halt. I would say halt right now until we go down. I would like to go down this weekend. If we can get three, at least three of us together, one, you know, tomorrow or Sunday or whatever.
And is the permit for this drainage, is that what we're looking at?
The permit for the drainage so they can complete the,
what they're doing.
And to see if they're infringing on the right of way there.
On this natural right of way here that they're, or the natural barrier.
Well, actually,
yeah, what's a natural barrier? What's he consider a natural barrier?
I don't know. I don't know.
A tree line.
What?
A tree line.
We cut the trees.
Between the park.
No. We did not.
Well, it says it was the removal of a natural barrier. So what was removed?
What was removed?
Some bushes? Yeah,
we didn't do it. The highway department did.
When they came in and did their, when they did their...
Right, so...
This kind of goes way back, if you want some history on this. Smith Road has a culvert under it that was dumping onto Power Lane.
The highway department put it there.
There was a...
The highway department put a sluice in and just dumped the water on us. So again, we're the low people here and all the water comes onto us. So the sluice had since filled up and it was no longer working. So the highway department came back and put another sluice in. This was 2 years ago. And
I think more than that.
They extended it further over our driveway because the water was just collecting there and it was just this
mosquito pit. So now the mosquito pond's on the other side of the driveway.
They extended the drainage ditch, like, yeah, to the other side of our driveway, and they filled that area in, which was at the end of Ryan Road. Mm-hmm.
This is like so,
yes.
Right.
We're
up here.
You come into your
our driveway. Well, we can come this way down Edmonds, down this way, and our trailer is down here somewhere. But the road comes the whole way over here. It is paved almost the entire way across their right of way. They plow it that far. The highway department just extended this ditch, which came right here, right across our driveway also, and they had run in and out of here.
And they filled the hole in, which made us an access.
A driveway. So now we just come down Ryan Road on the road that is paved that they plow in the winter, and it does cross their right of way because their right of way is right there.
And that's what they're protesting.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I drew that. I think.
You drew that. Because it shows where three trees were removed?
We had permission.
Oh, that's a different thing. That's down by the trailer.
Right. The trees that he's saying were removed by the highway department when they put the sluice in
that went across
Smith Road and across our driveway, getting the water to the east side of our driveway.
Right.
And then they filled
that
in.
We definitely have to take a trip down there.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be much easier to see it.
Yeah,
I think it would too.
And explain it a lot easier.
And maybe we can get the person, since he's the spokesman, to get him out there too.
But Mr. Percy stopped me when I was going through there and was mentioning this. And then I says, maybe you'd be more interested, you should have been interested in your meeting about the dock that's along the other side of the property there. It's in poor repair. That's his dock over here, you know, rather than worrying about this is his dock here.
No, that's right.
This is his dock. It's all heaved up and breaking apart. And
And so that's why I thought this statement, Doc Yonke Percy, was on this agenda.
Now, is this that right-of-way here?
Yes, right. So they walk down the right-of-way to get to their boat to Ellen.
And they don't like that you drive across it that way?
Well, we actually drive up here.
11 tomorrow?
Okay, I'd like to table this until tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. All the commissioners, do you want to make a motion to go down there tomorrow, or just...
I'll make that motion.
Just to table it?
Yeah.
Until tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
And then after that, do you want to make it so that we can give them permission on site if we want to tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to get Mr. Percy involved.
No, I understand, but I mean, from our point of view...
I mean, I'd like to have them involved before we make any decisions.
Okay.
To hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get his number before we leave tonight, Mr. Percy. Is he a, your own resident, or is he just a...
No, he just lives in a...
He's got his number right here.
Yes, right here.
He's got a home number and a cell phone, I think.
Okay. Okay, so tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
We'll be there.
All right, I'll be there.
Okay, thanks. Okay, the ad hoc committee?
Should Will Westfall be there?
Will Westfall, I seen him, and I know they put the drainage in. Last year, I think Mike Holmes was down there when they put the drainage in. And so Will Westfall knows what's going on down there. So I know that he put the pipe in there and everything. He admitted it to me. I know that he did. Remember last year, they needed permission to do that? We had to send someone down, so Mike Holmes went down last year when they did their work. But I mean, if we need him, I mean, we could, I don't know if he'd be available on a Saturday or Sunday. It would have to be during the week if we did need him.
All right, tomorrow around 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Of course. Now, there's nothing else that we need to be here.
No, we're all set.
There we go.
Okay, you're welcome. Ad hoc committee, Doug, I don't know if you had anything to report, Nancy?
Yeah. In order for anything ever to get done, it has to have a champion. It doesn't get done. And I have a champion. He's helping me get this thing put together. And what we agreed, and I want to bring this out tonight to make sure that I heard correctly and we're on the right path here. We talked about having two distinctly different handbooks. One, which would not be all-inclusive, that would be available for new residents. Another one, which would be all-inclusive, but everything would be here in the district office. So I asked Nancy to go through and come up with a table of contents for both, for one and the other. And she's done that. She's ready to make all the fonts the same. I talked with Joe Miller, our attorney, today, and I said, where are you with the updates of the specific policy statements that I gave him a list of to provide his input? He said he would much rather wait until we gave him our handbook.
So he wants us to give us everything that we have?
Everything we've got.
Except for the part that he's
going to... Except for what he has to do.
Okay.
And then give it to him?
Yeah.
Okay?
Do that. Yep.
So I told him.
Okay.
Not to go anywhere.
Okay. Is the committee going to get an opportunity to review this?
Of course.
There are still, I mean, basically the ad hoc committee only went through Section 5 policies, a little bit on the navigation and on the forms. Compiled some of the stuff in Section 1. But the fiscal guidelines and the records...
We haven't gone through them.
No. And we haven't gone through the bylaws, which should have been done at the reorg meeting in August.
Yeah. So this is kind of like where we start at the end of the policies.
Right.
Yeah, all those packets are just
things.
Yeah, I agree.
so it's not anywhere near, it's just number five, section five, that will be finalized at this point.
So I do have one question on the updated permit. I just want to know how to word, on the inside there at the bottom, it says recommendation, contractors licensed with the RLRD. Does that mean recommendation, we're recommending that, or was that like the ad hoc's recommendation?
That was the
ad hoc's recommendation. We haven't done anything more on it. Right. That's not a form that's been.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get this cleaned up, so I guess I'm asking, what do you want me to put there? Because Rhonda, you did, I mean, all the changes, pretty much, the recommended changes are.
Is there a form? Does it exist?
This thing. This is like the new
that's
and improved
what Rhonda
version.
Gives to,
right.
What's the question about the.
The question is, at the bottom.
One of the recommendations at the ad hoc committee was that any contractors that work on.
Be registered here or something like that?
Yeah, come in here, be, you know, about supply a certificate of insurance, sign that they know what our policies are. If they dump some equipment in the lake, we know who to go after. It was one of the recommendations. The board's never done anything to move forward on that. So I guess Nancy's question is.
Leave it in or take it out?
Leave it in or take it
right.
out.
Right, that's the question.
How do we, what haven't we?
We haven't passed a resolution or a motion that would require that any contractors working on district property provide us with a certificate of insurance and, you know, come in and register in the office.
Which I think would be a very good idea.
It would be.
I'll make that recommendation.
I'll second it.
All in favor.
Leave it in.
Okay.
But we have to come up with something then to support that when they come in, that they fill out a form that says.
You want to have their contract to fill out a form
are,
also.
This is my insurance.
Right.
This is where I, this is
So
whatever.
That can be something in the newsletter that anyone who wants to, unless they are doing it on their own, and I still believe that, you know, certificate of insurance from their contractors is not an unusual request.
After we okay their request, then the contractor must fill out a form before any work begins.
And I think Joe might want to see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else to report on the ad hoc?
No.
Okay. All right, moving on, old business, Hutton's Bay, you already covered that, Doug.
Yeah.
Coons versus Gribbins, you already covered that. Doug has a proposal. He spoke with Dr. Joe versus Young, and you can let us know what that proposal was.
I ran into Joe at the last time I came into a board meeting. He was sitting behind me. I didn't recognize him, but I did recognize his voice when he said something. And he had talked to me briefly out in the parking lot, and he asked me if he could call me the following day, which he did in the morning, Friday morning. He talked to me for about 45 minutes. And it keeps going back to this letter that a previous commission wrote to the Youngs stipulating three things that they wanted done. One was to repair the break wall. The second was to move their lift. And the third was to replace a tree that was cut down without district approval.
What was that, right? It's a broken record.
Yeah. Anyhow, I told him that the Youngs had, rather than repair the break wall, had removed it, and there's no requirement that we have that a front lot owner have a break wall. So that's off the table. It's no longer an issue. The second issue regarding the if the bolt lift was infringing on his, on the 5 feet between him, between his
extended
property line and the Youngs. We've asked any number of times for a survey. He recalls, and commissioners at the time recalled, that the Youngs had at one point agreed that they were willing to move their lift, whatever it was, a foot or 6 inches over towards closer to their dock, and that would satisfy Joe. I don't know that that's happened.
I was going to check that today, but I did go out on the jet ski. Remember I told you I was going to check it, but yeah. I had to move a big raft that was in the middle of the water.
Oh, yeah,
someone had docked it, and I pushed it to the side, and by that time when I was finished with that, I didn't really have time. I had to get back to home. But Dale, is Dale here?
Yeah.
Dale, did you ever, I remember last year...
You were there when we moved it. You checked it out when we put the tree in.
No. I'm not talking about the tree. I'm talking about the lift. I met there with your wife last year and your son,
yeah.
And they said that they were going to pick up the lift and move it. The wheel is over your dock right now? Because that was the agreement. The agreement was that they were going to move the lift over, block it up, so that the wheel would be over the dock.
When did that come about?
That was last year.
We don't have any notification of that.
It was an on-site agreement. Dave Gleed was there with you know, as part of the dock committee, and Grace
was there.
No, you were not there. Okay, but
they did move it over. Now, and Jason just moved it over again 2 weeks ago.
But the agreement was at that time that to move the lift over, block it up so that the wheel would be above the dock, and then it would make then we would be satisfied.
And I can't tell you for sure if that's been done.
Okay, well I honestly don't know. I can check. I don't know.
Lift, I'm not. So I know he moved it 2 weeks ago,
okay.
But I don't know how far he moved it.
Right. But that was the agreement that we made on site.
That must have been after we secured the when you came over and inspected.
That was after that.
We brought all of that information, and I had Rhonda even sign an affidavit that we complied with what you had asked us 2 years ago. That was all in compliance 2 summers ago. Rhonda has copies in our file. I mean, maybe.
Okay, but what I was just saying, because Dr. Joe kept bringing it up, we went down and we did talk with Grace and your son. What we'll do is I'll go check.
Come on over.
I'd like to maybe tomorrow we could even take a.
Without getting a laser transit down there, we cannot.
No, I understand that. I understand it was so close, but
we're talking about into the 5 foot buffer.
No, I know. I understand that, but as a compromise, that was what we.
I know he moved it. I just don't know how he.
Okay,
did
well,
it.
I can check. I'll check.
Okay.
But I mean, maybe tomorrow, if we have time, we could all go out and check. Okay.
Yeah,
and then
so
Doug, you can continue. I will check that.
Okay. And then the third item was this tree thing. And while I have not walked down to actually look at what has been described to me by others as a shrub, from standing up by the road, I could see that what it really is the remaining stump of the tree that was cut down, with all of these sprigs that have grown up out of it, that after so many years are, I don't know how tall they are, several feet, right? So the issue then is, did the Youngs comply with the letter? Well, in looking at the letter, unfortunately, the letter is not very specific about this tree. It doesn't say that it has to be of any minimum height. It doesn't say that it should have had bald roots so that it have a chance to, in planting it, to live. So given that, what I guess happened is a tree got planted of some sort. I never saw it, so I can't tell you what it looked like.
There's pictures in our file.
That would be good to have pictures of it. But
it's in the district file, Doug.
Yeah. But it seems like it's not a very big deal to say, plant a tree next to that stump someplace and get that off the table. It's not... I just don't understand neighbors. That
what about the stump?
The stump?
I could go into it if you'd like.
I don't know. No. Please.
Go down and talk to Dorothy.
Retain my sanity.
She'll tell you.
I know. There's always page two. There's always the other side of the story.
Doug, we planted two trees. And they both got cut down with a lawnmower.
Well, they couldn't have been very big then, is I guess what I'm thinking.
The maple tree that we planted was probably, it was small around, but...
If you planted...
Actually, I didn't even do it. The Nowitzki came over,
okay.
And he brought one.
What I'm saying is, in the spirit of being neighborly, and in the spirit that you cut down a tree that belonged to the district and you knew
it. No, we had permission.
Oh, you had permission?
Yes, sir, we did.
That's news to me.
Yes, sir, we had permission. Two trees.
Two trees. I didn't know that. I was told that you didn't have. Anyway. Interesting. Anyway, there was nothing in that letter that told you to grind down that stump.
No.
It would look nice if it happened, but I think at this late date, it's not appropriate for us to now say we were going to require that. But what I'd like to see done is a substantial tree that no mower can take out be planted there. And that, you know, we're not talking a lot of money here. But if you've got a tree that's 3 inches in diameter, no mower is going to mistake it as a weed. And if you plant that somewhere in the vicinity, the near vicinity of that tree, that issue is gone. And I'll be very happy because we ought to be worried about the dam and not some tree.
It won't stop there, Doug.
Well.
It won't stop.
I don't know. But those are the three things I've been hearing about. What's September? And I'm just tired of hearing about them. I am almost tempted to get the tree and plant it for you, because I'm tired of hearing about it. Okay.
Okay. So, what do you want to? You want on?
I make a motion that we send the Youngs a letter from this commission saying that the issue of the dock. Even if they haven't, you know, it'd be the neighborly thing to do since they agreed to move it where they said they would. But if they're not going to, we're not going to enforce it because we're involved in litigation that at some point could impact where all docks are located on this lake. The issue about the break wells off the table because the break wells we moved, but the letter should stipulate that we want a tree of no less than 12 feet in height, 3 inches in diameter, with a fall drug planted within.
You don't stipulate that for anyone else.
We should.
12 foot tall?
Yeah, that's not a very big tree.
A pine tree. You want a pine tree or, I mean.
Whatever we
12 foot. That might be a little bit tall.
What do you want? Well, give me a height.
6-7 foot. I just planted a bunch of trees. I mean, they're about that big. As long as they're bald, I think it's...
And it's not going to be mistaken by a mower. You satisfied with 6 feet, Dale? You're not satisfied at all.
I'm not satisfied, period.
Okay. Well,
because Joel will never be satisfied.
Yeah.
You're talking to a man that's mentally ill, and he won't let it stop. I've just, the luck of the draw, I got a neighbor. That is, and we blew him in 3 years ago for a forged instrument to the town of Canyadilla, and they charged him with 52 counts of Class D felony, and he has been unrelentless ever since. It's never going to end up.
Well, I'll make the motion. If it doesn't carry, then...
Whoop, Doug.
Yeah.
Out of respect for this board, we'll put the tree up. Out of respect for you guys, that's on record for you guys only.
I would like to suggest, and I am not going to vote on this, but I would just like a suggestion that they be allowed to put a wire cage around that tree so it doesn't get deliberately mowed down.
I favor that.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
If you do that, I think that is the end of it. If you would just do that, then
I will.
Just
I will. Get us a picture. I know you're sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Get us a picture.
Oh, I'm just tired of having that letter waved in front of me.
Okay.
We'll stake it.
Okay, Doug, you made a motion for a tree. We agreed on a 6 to 8 foot high.
No, he's willing to go ahead.
He's willing to go ahead, but do you want to make it official or do you want to make a motion that this has been, and Dale agreed to it verbally?
It'll be done. I guarantee you it.
It'll be done before our next meeting?
It'll be done before next meeting.
Okay. And if it's not done by then, we will do the letter.
And I believe we should follow up with a letter saying that we are done with the issue. that as far as this board is concerned, it's a dead issue. The docks in our, in the order as we see it, the tree has been taken to our satisfaction, and what was the...
The break wall is, there's nothing...
The break wall is not an issue. End of story. We're done with it.
Following up on the hoist tomorrow, is that the idea?
Yes.
The hoist?
I was going to go look at the hoist tomorrow, but...
That's what I'm saying. The hoist is what you're going to look at
tomorrow. Yeah, well, before the next meeting, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to actually look at it, but I read it.
Make sure that gets on the agenda so that we...
For the hoist, too. For the next agenda. Okay, moving on. Trail One Sheds, we're going to table that. Arthur and Merle Betsy, I believe we should table that also. That's about the step
that's
one.
That's part of our lawsuits.
Right, that's all. It's all part of it. So we're just going to table
whatever the judge decides will impact on this.
All right, Glen Road, Mary and Jane Kelly, they're doing the research on what they want to do, so we can move on. Jill Barber, I spoke with her yesterday about the electrical line, and she said that was taken care of. Now the only other thing was the jet ski lift, and I told her if you know she could talk to her neighbor, you know, and she didn't realize it was a meeting tonight, but she said she would be here if there was a problem, and she was going to talk to the neighbor about moving the jet ski lift. But as of yesterday, it wasn't moved. I said if you have a problem, give me a call tomorrow. And if we show up at the meeting, we'll put you on the agenda just in case she didn't show up. So evidently, they must have worked it out or in the process of still working it out.
Yeah. Did we inter... I wasn't here for that last month. So was that what the case was? Somebody was encroaching on her...
On her frontage.
On her frontage.
Yeah. Caruso's electric went right down her frontage.
Okay, so all right, I'm moving on to jumping off the bridge. Doug?
Okay, I did speak with the town board on Monday night, and although Dan and I both thought that there was, Dan Harris and I thought that there was a town resolution, apparently there isn't, so Mr. Pullen will be looking into that. And he will, they will, my feeling is they'll craft one for us, just to give the sheriffs some...
Oh, they can take the one he wrote for Canada.
Isn't that what that public thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for the town of Canada. So
right.
They need one for...
It was more than jumping off a bridge.
Oh, yeah, it was jumping off of... Right.
Yeah.
Well, like this was... Public.
This is...
It was being on and abusing.
Yeah. Using any town-owned property for other than its intended purpose.
Right.
Okay.
That's it?
Yep. Okay, Marath and Bielewitz, that's his attorney, and right now we're going through the litigation, and I know that Joe is going to write a letter to...
Yes, he was.
He's going to write a letter.
I needed a survey for Hunter.
Okay, so he's taking care of that. Okay, Amanda Nuts, I actually had a conversation with her a couple weeks ago, and I just went over it. I was familiar with it once I did get there. That was regarding the Larry DePomo license, the dock license that we gave Larry DePomo a couple of years ago, and it was to tie a boat to the existing dock. What it is a community dock. There's a 20-foot right-of-way, okay? Let me explain this to you.
This is on Glen Road.
It's on Glen Road, and it's an angle. It's an angle. The address is 8483A Glen Road.
Green Road.
Pardon me?
It's a green roof.
Well, anyway.
She's right by it. It has a green roof on it. Damn the green roof. Just up from my house. See?
All right, well, anyway, we did issue... Larry, you know, and Rick Brzezuski and myself were down there, and Mike Holmes, this was a couple years ago. But and there's a stake up on top of the hill, okay? It's like pretty far.
Oh, is this one that sits
on the ridge?
The small cottage. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And right next to the dock, the community dock, I believe that's a front lot owner next to you on the, as you're facing the water to the right, because they have a pretty good sized dock there. I believe that he's actually infringing. He has a very big dock.
That has been crazy down there for years.
Yes, it has. So, well, Amanda, she's been parking her boat in someone else's slip now. And is that your...
We have the right. We are abutting the right of way.
Okay, and that's your property.
That dock that she's putting her boat onto is like 6 inches over onto our side. And Mrs. Hussey owned the trailer, she decided she was going to redo everybody's lines. So she decided, she didn't like the way our lines went because they do come down mm-hmm. at an angle. So she decided she was going to straighten our line out, and she built her dock 6 inches over. I don't know who gave them permission to put their dock, their boat on the water in front of our property.
Well, actually, last week, we did issue a license to Larry DePalmo a couple of years ago. I don't know if you knew Larry or not. This must be his previous license.
It was the rights to the dock.
Larry DePalmo was the previous owner.
Okay, got it.
I've seen everything here. So okay. You guys want to take a look at it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
So how many
so was the
people,
deal of docks not the right place?
So right
so
now
many people's docks are in the wrong place.
Well actually the one
all down
there is definitely a problem. There is definitely a problem with the dock. I'm not going to say that it's not infringing because it probably is infringing.
Yes, it is.
If you go by the top stake, if you went straight down, it wouldn't
well,
be infringing.
But
it's on an angle. I know it's on an angle. I understand totally.
Where's your property?
It's
8477
B Glen Road, right on the lake. You know where Danny Harris is?
Yep.
We're straight across in that area.
I know exactly where your land is, the butts and everything. I was down there last week, and I was down there a couple years ago.
The only thing that bothers me is that nobody has our permission to put the boat there.
I understand.
Until the situation was...
Well, what I did last week when I went down there...
I'm Mr. David.
I'm David. Okay, when I went down there, she was in someone else's spot. I said, just put your boat there until the next meeting, and I said, we will address it at this meeting. You know what I mean? I said, it was not going to hurt anything for a week, and I wanted to get involved, and I think, Amanda, you told me that everyone was going to be here at this meeting.
Yes. Oh, but
and that's why...
And I have to apologize to you. I'm sorry.
So this is why... I want to do is just solve it for 1 week until we could all get together and sit down and talk about it. Okay? Because she wasn't parked in her spot.
No,
okay, and she.
As long as somebody had asked the permission of ours, we probably would have given it gladly. As long as we knew that the situation was going to be.
Well, it was going to be. That's what I want to do.
I talked over to Danny, and I talked to Danny, and he told me what was going on. Besides that, I wanted to knock on his front door anyway. I knew what not
here. Is it in?
That's why I gave him the excuse. I'm sorry, though, because if permission had been asked of us, we would have given it gladly. I mean,
but it
wasn't asked.
No, I understand. But see, what the problem is here is I know there's two docks down there on it right away, and there's one. The other neighbor is infringing actually on their right away. So he would have to move that big dock. You know which dock I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one that Leonard Feldman had put in for his. Pontoon boat.
So that's infringing on their right of way, which interferes with them, so they can't, it's going to bounce them over to you, onto your property. I don't know I know we can't get into like selling property or giving easements or anything like that, but I would like to see, instead of everyone tearing all their docks apart and spending thousands and thousands of dollars, if, I don't know if you guys could work something out, or whatever it may be, I don't know, at this point in time. Or we may have to force the other people to move their docks.
I think they were supposed to come into an agreement to do something about those docks, according to what Danny was telling me. He was trying to get them all together.
Well, we did a few years ago, okay?
A couple years ago.
We did a few years ago with Larry DePalmo, and they were going to come up, but then Larry sold the property.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that he sold the property. I was just aware of it. I didn't know. I had no clue that.
So that's
property.
A 21.3.
And so I knew like maybe a year ago or 6 months ago that he sold the property, and then that's when Jenny Harris told me that there's a long story behind it.
So there's a 21.2 foot right away.
21.2. So they're actually allowed to use the whole, or 20 foot on a 20 foot right away.
But how many docks are on that 21?
I believe there's two. Two docks.
No, on their right of way, no, there aren't. There's a lot more.
There are?
Yeah, so I'd like to know why there's no dock association there.
There's more people on the right-of-way, but only two docks on that spot, isn't there?
No, on the right-of-way.
I don't understand, this is what's going on.
See, to me too, because I'm under the understanding that the fellow on the other side is a front lot owner, isn't that correct? And your dock is on a 20-foot right-of-way.
No, they don't.
You're not getting it. The whole lot, 97, is it?
91.
91 is a right-of-way. She has ownership of...
Okay, now wait a minute, 91.
She has ownership of the 20-foot on the left edge by deed.
Okay, Dan, take this over. So I got 94, 93, 92, and this isn't labeled.
It's a big pie-shaped piece. And...
Abel Zimbo and Herb have the use of this right-of-way in common.
Is this, this is a right-of-way?
Yes, it's owned by her, but Abel has, right...
That's the one that was Tom Thomas's, right?
Yes, I think so.
It's this one. Let me look here. Oh, you're right, it is this one, I'm upside down.
It's the same one as well.
But this whole pie here is a right-of-way belonging to this man. And he has his dock down there.
Purcell.
The big dock.
Purcell. This is Purcell, this is Purcell.
Purcell actually owns the dock in front of this property, which he owns.
Purcell does not, Danny, Purcell does not a right-of-way, that's owned.
It's owned, so he's got 19.7 feet next to...
It's ownership.
Okay, so he's got a dock there and he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, he actually...
Here's your ownership.
Here's the deal, is...
This is Emil Zimbo and Commandus that has use in common over her property for each one of them have a dock space there. Two on that.
Whose property is this?
Hers. She has ownership.
There.
Yes.
And he has the right to go down there and use that. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And does he have a permit in his name?
It was transferred from Tom Thomas.
Why would he have it when it's not his property? There we go then. It's her property. He should have a permit.
It's
she should
deed.
Have it.
It's by deed.
It's not his property. It's her property.
It's in his deed.
He has a use of that right-of-way in his deed.
So does that make it his property too?
He has a use of the right-of-way in the deed.
Right.
It does not... It's a use.
Use in common
right.
with others.
So... If we issue permits to front lot owners, he is not a front lot. It's a Brad Kuhn situation.
These are back lot owners.
He also owns a front lot, too.
There's a lot of us on the lake that have back lots that have, in the deed, warranty deeds, use of a dock or of the water.
Okay, so I was trying to come to grips with this. So what's a front lot and what's a back lot?
Front lot is one that butts a 1450.
So why is it a back lot?
Why is it a back lot? I don't
the
know.
The right
why
of way, the property itself.
I don't like the right of way because it's a piece of owned, deeded property.
It's the way it is. Her cottage is on a back lot.
I understand that. But she owns. She owns.
20 foot right of way.
Right. Which is hers.
In use in common with others.
Right of way in use in common. Emil also owns this lakefront. This lot, and these two parcels, and we used to...
Listen to what I'm saying.
When I first went there a long time ago, I thought it was her.
Listen to this. She owns this. He has a right of common use. This is her stuff. He owns his cottage is here, and he owns this. Well, this is a problem.
But this guy over here, he's got a right to make use. It doesn't give him the right to come and use the dock. It gives him the right to
it. It gives him the right to
that.
I'm just saying, you know, we're here. We're going to get it.
And there's this word in their deed that they have the right to process.
Well, fine, they can process it, but it doesn't give him a dock.
This is good. Thank you.
He opened it in my deed.
I need to find it.
Does he have a dock?
is this guy's the question right here?
Look at those.
Where's the entrance?
Seems to be a regulation.
What criteria?
So what do we need to do? What do we need to do?
I think that we should try to run out a solution so that they can close. I mean, one way or another, we have to work it out. And I thought maybe if these people here, they can choose seven or eight. It's a little cliff. You can't have it, but maybe they can. Maybe they, we can do this. Because it's a cliff, and their dog is like 30 or 40 foot down.
I just think that other guy who's got a wife used to whatever.
I understand. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry. Are we able to, like, cut the existing stuff that's 4 feet in half?
Well, that's what she was talking about, cutting it in half, the walkway, and that would give her 2 more foot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I thought that's what they were supposed to do. Isn't it where one side of the dock is too wide because it's like supposed to be this much, and he put in a pontoon boat here and then only left a little bit on the other edge?
I remember that being
on the other side. Or which?
Well, it used to be where you could put the small boat where she's got her boat right now, and the other one underneath the whatever, it was for a pontoon boat. So when Leonard bought the place, he switched.
Well, I know something happened in one.
Yeah, he made this one smaller and this one larger. So, right now that outer deck,
I'm part of this whole thing.
We got another country to be heard from here.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm able to vote. So, the part of the problem, we have more than enough room down there for both people to have a dock, except the two-tier dock. When they set that up, the posts for that are 3 or 4 foot over onto the property.
That's what I saw.
And so who put that up?
Vidal. I don't know.
Who put it?
Vidal built the dock.
He was hired by...
What's the
name? Art James.
Art James.
Yeah. Right. So then that cuts this down to the 20 foot now is maybe 16.
Right. Mm.
And then to make it worse, they put 2 walkways out so they could walk on each side of their pontoon. Mm-hmm. So that even cut it down more, which then goes over and trades on the property. They put a pontoon on the outside.
No, I understand. We understand. Yeah. So I was down there. So yes. I know that the post, that's what we talked about a few years ago when Larry DePalmo was there.
So that's got to be.
Well, shouldn't we get this guy in here?
And you know the worst part of it is that where that she's got the boat, that's the shallowest part, and it slopes evenly, and when my grandchildren come, they like to play in there. So it kind of puts a crimp in a lot of things.
Okay.
For history, just for your information, when that dock was built, the commission told them that it was overbuilt, but they wouldn't make them tear it down. They said, seeing it's already built, but you can only use 2 regular slips under the boat, under the roof. You can utilize the whole deck area up on top, but the end boat space is supposed to be left for somebody else that's in their deed.
I agree with that. I remember that being the case.
And I know of other people that have deed rights down there, and they aren't acting on it. So that space is... been encroached.
But is that over on that? Is that over on?
The space is about 12 or 15 feet wide, that end space. And if they move the post in and cantilever it a little bit, there would be plenty of room for both Emil and Amanda. It wouldn't be a problem at all.
And this is on that lot that you said was 91? Is that what we're talking about?
It's six.
Or are you talking about Percy's?
The big dock is actually taking up 3 spaces on top.
On Percy's, though.
Purcell.
The top is over on her right away. Or their right away.
Who encroaches on who?
Purcell's encroaching on their right away.
Encroaches
on yours.
Right.
But the commission said they could leave the top alone. They didn't have to cut it off, but they couldn't use the bottom one.
Right. And I remember that being the case.
But the posts are in the way, so we really can't use it, you know, until you get the posts out and you
exactly, to move it over.
So 90 degrees, not 90 degrees, but 30-degree back to the post that are in six place.
The top could be saved. You could cantilever and erase it, and it could be saved.
So what's the issue here that we actually...
All right, so what we're trying to do now, if we can rectify all this here by getting the other people to move their dock next year during the winter season, you know, during the off season, to change their dock, and then you can make your docks so that you could fit in that right away, so you could fit the two boats. But for this season, would it be okay, possibly, for Amanda, just for this year?
All you have to do is ask.
Would it be, is it possible that she can get a spot just for this season until they rectify the... It's okay.
That's all we needed, was to have somebody ask permission.
Okay, I didn't know who you were, honestly, and it wasn't Amanda's idea to move her boat over.
I've known him since he was like this.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. And then you're going to have to work on building a new dock.
And
what's
your
resume? Cleaning. I only became aware of it through my last 2 weeks, so it's all...
Just
we know. Go ahead.
It's only for this year.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then you could rectify it with, you know, you could work it out with your other neighbor and have him move it, and next year, you'll have to have plans all made up. You'll have to have all your plans.
We need to send a letter to Purcell.
Yes. Will someone make a motion?
I will make a motion that we send a letter to Purcell that he must change the configuration of his dock.
That he's infringing on his
neighbors, on his right-of-way. And I would like that sent registered.
And when do we want that accomplished?
We want this winter, by next spring.
Let's give him a day.
Okay.
Let's give him until March 1st, next year, to have it all done.
March 1st, 2011.
Right.
I don't think that's what they're asking for. Yeah, I don't mind it.
No.
I know, but
the wonder... 1 year.
They only want it for 1 year, but...
No. Amanda isn't telling Purcell that he has to move.
No, you're not telling him. We are.
We are.
We are, not
because
you.
He's on. We're trying to fix things. When we find out that things are done wrong, we're trying to fix it.
But it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
This dock is infringing on your...
against our rules.
And we want to correct that.
And if we don't...
That's what this letter will do. Right.
And what we finally have all the time is, it's okay now, but wait until it sells,
and
then explodes.
Blows it off.
And then it'll backfire on you.
Situation.
Will you go ahead and second my motion?
I'll second your motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
I opposed. Everyone's in favor.
Abstain.
Okay.
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
You abstaining?
Yeah.
Okay, Maggie abstaining.
I haven't seen him. I can't make a decision without seeing him.
It's weird.
That's why I can't make a decision without visualizing him.
Okay.
That's why you're telling somebody to move.
What paperwork do I need to leave here? Right now.
You don't have to leave. You don't have to leave nothing right now. She's gonna write a letter to the neighbor.
Yeah.
Rhonda will write a letter. Oh yeah, she went there for her license, Rhonda.
Yes.
License transfer.
Mm-hmm.
That would give you, you know, now you can tie up next for this year. And then next year they'll be
post here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. And I'm sorry for
the lights. Oh yeah, we'll need the lights.
We need station too.
All right, Joe, need your application.
This one?
Yeah.
I just don't know which one to sign. Do you need copies of my...
I know. Well, I'm leaving.
We're almost done.
There's nothing on the budget, though, isn't there?
No. The only thing is that I wanted
to... I think I have it on here, right? I have it on there? There we go.
He just wanted to remind everybody to start thinking about budget.
That's what I wanted.
Show it to me and I can be able to.
So that you can bring in.
Do I need to give you anything
Okay,
else?
Well, they're working on this. Billiard, the boat removal. I spoke with the DEC. The DEC went down there. You know, that's the boat that sunk. Okay, the DEC fellow called me up. He told me that he didn't see no gas or no oil leaking from there, so he couldn't really pursue it. But he said that we could pursue it, you know, if we want to get it removed or have someone remove it. But they would not pursue it.
Just so you know that you paid us.
I mean, there's nothing that he said we could do.
Can't we just have the town cop?
And where's Mark?
Okay, very good.
Right, well, what we could do is, we could send him a letter, give him 2 weeks to remove the boat, or we could have it removed.
We already sent him a letter.
We did.
Okay, well then, whatever step you want to take from there, but the DEC wouldn't do anything. They won't do anything. Because he didn't see anything coming up, and he said, well, maybe you should just wait for like the drain. And he told me the same thing that the other fellow said.
Well, maybe he doesn't see, they don't see it as a hazard.
Right.
Environmental hazard, but it might be a navigational hazard.
Yeah.
No, I told him, and he said for us to take care of it.
They're not gonna do it.
But and have it, if we have to have it removed, have it removed, put it in storage.
Can't you just get them, can't you?
We can require it, tell them.
No, we want to copy this one, right, this is the other one.
No.
Okay, well, we could tell the owner that.
That's more like.
But I think we sent him a letter.
Now, is this our copy?
We end up having this on that boat.
Right, and the storage.
And if we store it, then it has to pay.
Right.
So, does he have a dock, we'll take it there, we close out the dock.
And we'll take it, we'll pull his dock, suspend his dock license till he pays.
And that should be in the law.
Okay, then why we make a motion, so then Rhonda can write this up.
All right, but she didn't hear what we were saying.
No, but we're gonna.
Can't we just have Clinton write him up for a ticket for Article 4, Section 3, littering, as far as the navigation law, down Rush Street?
We could do that, but I would like it that he could write him a ticket.
I don't know, I'm not the town cop, I don't think he's like to win too many tickets, but.
But maybe, I could talk to Gary, I could, I'll talk to Gary. But meanwhile, I think we should set him up this way. All right, so I need a motion, Rhonda?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't hear.
We're just trying to perform here, okay? Okay, Doug?
What's his name? Bill Yer?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we send a certified letter, return receipt requested to Mr. Billiard, advising him that he has, what should we give him, time wise, to remove the.
I would say send him a certified letter, give him till our next meeting, or a week prior to our next meeting to have it on here. I think 2 or 3 weeks is plenty of time.
2 weeks? 2 weeks?
I would say.
And whatever that date is, 2 weeks from today, at least the 18th.
The letter won't go out until Monday, probably.
Well, okay, 2 weeks from this Monday.
Doug, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that major to get that out of there? Can we volunteer to help pull that out of there?
I don't know how big the boat is, I haven't seen it.
I don't know either, I don't.
Is it a loan or is it a?
I think that he said he tried to pull it out at one time, Rhonda, do you remember that he spoke, or someone's had a conversation with him. Nancy, did you have a conversation with him?
No, he said he did. He said he tried to pull it out, but.
So.
No problem with using volunteers for that. Some of us are turning around and mailing everybody for stealing.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from this Monday.
2 weeks from Monday, from the day you send it out.
He's a little grumpy.
You don't want to volunteer.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't have it removed within the 2 weeks. Revoke his dock license.
We'll revoke his dock license and remove, have it removed at his expense and stored at his expense.
I think salvaging things in the lake should be something we should discuss with the attorney, how to handle it.
I think so. I think that's a good idea.
It should be, you know, we might have to put out bids for salvage something, but we shouldn't have to go through this sitting there in the lake. We should know, we should be able to just go and do what we gotta do.
Call someone and then take care of it.
But I would think Gary Clinton could write him up for littering according to the letter.
I'll talk to Gary tomorrow. I'll go see Gary. Well, after, yeah, I'll go see Gary tomorrow.
Pursue that as well.
I will.
I will put stuff in this pile.
Okay.
Did we get a second?
Do I have a second on Doug's motion?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to the new business, the ATV and golf cart traffic. I have not worked on that yet, but I have to work on a resolution for having them on.
Well, they passed a resolution in 1986.
They do have one for the golf carts?
Well, it's ATVs.
ATVs. ATVs are a little different than golf carts.
Well, we can amend it to say golf carts.
Okay, why don't we, if we could amend that?
The only thing I'd like to point out, there are a lot of elderly disabled people who would like to go down.
A month ago, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago.
Go down in the golf carts.
Some people were.
So I think maybe on golf cart where like a 11-year-old
kid was driving, the mother was in the seat next to him, and fucked her over, the mother broke her neck.
Rather than saying none, or maybe a handicap. I mean, if they had a handicap sticker or, I just think that to say, you know, no golf carts at all is kind of unfortunate.
But they're breaking the law, and we can't write our own law. The law says you can't be on a public road.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm talking about when they go from their cottage down to the lakefront.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Are we talking lakefront owners who go from their cottage to the lakefront, or we're talking backlot people who go down the lakefront?
There might be backlot people who go down the right-of-ways, and those are little cats.
That's okay, but we can't do any, we can't
have a
allow, we can't formally allow someone to have a golf cart or an ATV.
On district property, is that the issue?
On a public road.
Oh, I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Well, they do it all.
I know.
We can't formally allow that because we don't have.
Nor can we even get.
So what's the issue here? What are we trying to?
Well, about allowing golf carts on the lakefront.
On district property. On district property.
Yes. And there's a lot of elderly or disabled people, and that's how they get down to the water.
If it's licensed, are they allowed?
You don't license a golf cart.
Yes, you do. I mean, you could.
Could.
As long as it have light, that's what they do. Down in, where was I?
I'll tell you where they do it, in Shirks and Shores over in Canada.
Shirks and, yeah, but down in Florida, where was I just? You had to be
a licensed
driver. Right.
The villages license them, and actually, the municipality of the villages changed their own laws of what they had to have on a golf cart to be licensed. Like, they modified what the headlight regulations were to be less.
But that's
less
to be on a public road,
not on their own property.
Yeah.
No, to be on a public road.
Yeah, okay.
Because there were so many of them, they said they had to license them.
I don't want to get into anything above the 1450.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about when we had a place over at Canada, Church and Shores, they had something like 2,000 golf carts over there in this community. And it was all private property. Mm-hmm. All the roads were private, not public. And they had a requirement where you had to license your golf cart.
With them. Oh, with them.
I thought you meant with the provincial government.
No. They would license it, they would have to license it with us.
Us, okay.
Okay? You had to show proof that you had liability insurance for that golf cart as part of your homeowners or whatever.
Okay.
And you could not allow anyone without a driver's license to operate it.
Okay.
And you couldn't have, one of the things they like to do is have these little children sit between them and the steering wheel and drive it, which is so dangerous. And if they're going to do that on our property and that little child gets hurt, who are they going to come after? Mm-hmm. So there's some liability issues that probably Joe ought to look at.
I think, yeah, if people
well,
talk
then maybe
Joe,
we could.
Well, they passed the original resolution in 1986 to prohibit ATVs and motorbikes.
On the lake bed.
On district property in lakebed.
I'm talking golf carts.
Because they refer to the dam and the Balcom Beach area and all that.
But that was more that they weren't running on the lake bed. Yeah.
And maybe we can have Joe look at
some
restrictions. Restrictions.
Can I ask a question? Because this would affect us. We have a John Deere Gator, and we have that long stretch of property, which is about 400 feet down to the water. And we own the property, you know, up to the wires. But most of our property that we have exclusive use of is district property. Now you're telling me if this is put in place that I wouldn't be able to load up like food in my John Deere Gator and go down to the lake and, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So don't you think that's a little ridiculous?
Yep. Who said you had exclusive use, by the way?
Of what?
that property?
Well, we have use of the property.
Oh.
Because of the...
That exclusive use just...
Richard was trying to be funny.
Well, you hear that all the time.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. See, I think the main thing is when this all came about is when, about that accident.
Yeah.
With the younger kids. To prevent like 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids driving these vehicles, that they're not really...
And they drive them...
Well, you should see them doing donuts on Balcom Beach. It's ridiculous.
I understand. And this is where you're not having a problem with the adults. It's basically the children.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some hot rodders that are adults.
And some young adults.
Right.
And the adults are allowing them to drive them.
That's right.
What I'm saying. And some adult who lets them get in there.
I think there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to make a motion that we have our attorney look into this.
Okay, I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I haven't needed a motion, I thought.
Okay. Okay, the public beach, I received a call last week from Rick Walczak. He told me that he heard that the commissioners are thinking about taking the people out of Hutton's Bay and putting them on the public beach, building docks and everything. And I said, I don't know where you heard that from. I said, but that's not true. And I wanted it stated that our minutes that was never even a thought of ours. It's not in anyone's mind, or it's not in the future, that we're going to take away a public beach.
Right.
I just want that in our minutes, unless anyone has an objection to it.
Lovely rumors.
As long as it says, at this time.
At this time, yeah. I can't.
At this time. That is not a consideration.
I can't say what
it's going to be 2 weeks from now, or 5 months from now, or 5 years from now, but right. At this time.
It could be the judge's
solution. Yeah, right. And another thing about the public beach, while we're on this topic, I just want to know, when is the county's lease run out?
This is last season, I believe.
This is the last season? What are we going to do next year? Are we going to try to get the towns and us?
Is the county not interested in running it? Have they told us that?
That they're not going to get the grant money?
Well, then maybe we can get the people in Hutton Bay docks over there.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to keep it a beach. I think it's so important.
I think we have an obligation to have swimming area by our charter.
Because of our charter.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that go away.
Let me call John Margeson and see what the thinking is for next year and see if they're going to allow us to... If they're going to continue to the beach,
because I would like to.
I'll do that.
And if it's a budget issue, if they charge $2 for somebody to come in and use the beach, it resolves itself.
When I was youth bureau director, I put in a whole proposal which would have made that beach self-sustaining.
Yeah,
it's like nothing. Nowhere.
But if they're going to give up, if they're not going to run anymore, we're going to have to.
I will find. Oh yeah, I'll find out.
Okay, so then I'll leave that up to you, Deb.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, very good. Moving on to finance, the grant money. It was already taken care of, and our budget hearing will be coming up, and I just wanted everyone to get prepared for next year's our expenses and that, so that the next meeting we can throw things across the table and discuss what we want to do at our budget hearing and how much money we'll have to discuss it with Bill Zabel also. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now we can move on to open forum.
Are we going to address what I sent you, that email and questioning? Rules, legal committee recommendations, or are we going to ignore that for another
book? Oh, no. Oh, I brought my book with me. I brought my book. But it's up to you.
It's not something that I want to get into tonight, but it's one that is on my mind constantly.
Okay.
There's so much stuff in it that's going to... If the handbook was a chimpanzee, that's going to be a gorilla.
I hate to tell you this, but it is.
Well, I would like to say, rather than doing it at our regular meeting, I would like another work session like we had before.
Don't have a problem with that.
Why don't we make
a date right now, then?
All right.
And so we can move on with it.
Maybe a week before.
If our meeting's on the
23rd, why don't we make it on the 16th?
That's fine with me. You want to check your schedule?
Keep meetings on Friday nights.
No, this doesn't have to be on a Friday night. We can have it on a completely different day of the week.
Yeah, it could be any day.
As long as it isn't Thursdays, because I have a whole set of meetings for every Thursday of the month.
And
now I have a meeting almost every Friday.
Can we do it on a Wednesday? Because band is Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, depending on what.
I don't know, it depends on Wednesday.
Every other Tuesday, school board meeting. We're running out of evenings.
When's our next meeting now?
The 23rd.
You just put them all together.
Cluster, I like it.
Get them all over.
Around the cluster.
Actually, a Tuesday night wouldn't be bad.
I would say for everyone else.
I have a school board meeting every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday? Okay, look at your calendar for July. And what,
You have a calendar?
I have.
Because I have a school board meeting tomorrow, or next Tuesday night.
Okay.
And then I, the next one will be 2 weeks from now.
Is the 22nd, correct?
So go 2 weeks.
So then we have, oh, you're gonna have it on the 6th and then the 20th.
Yeah.
So we could maybe go the 13th or the 27th.
The 27th is gonna be better for me because the 13th is gonna be band practice. Could we do Tuesday, Tuesday, Monday, Monday?
All right, let's do a Tuesday, the 27th.
So that would be after our regular meeting, which would be the 23rd. Okay, that's fine.
So that's like 5 weeks from now.
Okay.
All right, can we start at like,
6 weeks from now.
Maybe 7, instead of 7:30, and plan on hopefully getting out of there by 9:30?
Will all of these questions that we have for the attorney be addressed by them so that they'll be, because the last two meetings we had the same questions for the attorney.
Yeah, but these are on the rules, on just the rules. That's all I want to deal with, is what you guys put together in the book.
I would hope so.
Or maybe should we have Joe here that night?
I think we should have Joe.
Okay, all right. And then we can address them as we go along.
I'll talk to him tomorrow.
That's all I want to talk about.
Okay, so that would have to be, once you talk to Joe, then you can get back to Rhonda and have her post. She'll have to post it anyway a week prior.
If that date's good with him.
If that date's good with him.
7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this a special board meeting?
It would have to be an open meeting anyway.
A work session, not a work session.
That was July what?
27. And we have a meeting the 23rd also, so. It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Okay, moving on to open forum. Danny?
I have two items. First is on behalf of the residents of Rushford Lake, I would like to extend our sympathy to Dick Hubbard and his family on the passing of his mother.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, I forgot.
She had a full life and, if anything, I was sorry she didn't get a chance to come down here again. She was sort of in the plans, but that's where it goes, so. It was fast and painless, so hopefully that's where it was. Deep lady, thank you.
And secondly, did you not normally meet twice a month in a summer?
Actually, our quota is like 15 meetings per year and we try to get them in. You know, we've had, I think we had two last month. I believe we've had two this month.
A month before.
And I think we've had like a total of 5 or 6 meetings in the last 3 months.
Because this next meeting is 5 weeks away.
Right, and then there'll be 1 week, I understand.
Okay.
Usually they have been pretty close. The way we have been having.
But I think because of the 4th of July and because we're in the summertime and everybody's super busy, we only actually scheduled one for this month, although we've done this work session, when that's all we will address is just the rules, that's it.
But come with July and August, we're going to have the budget meeting, we're going to be pretty well loaded up.
Yeah.
So then meetings when a lot of things are discussed are happening not in the summer when most people are around.
No, they are happening.
Well, there were a couple in April and a couple in May. A lot of people aren't here.
I believe we had two in June also.
Well, this is the second one. But I'm saying June, July, and August are the months when people are here most.
Right, well, we will have two in July now.
And we'll also have two in August because we had the budget hearing as well as our regular meeting. And then actually we have the vote, so budget vote, so there'll be...
Our big months, DOC requests have to be in by February 1st. So that February, in March meetings are where a lot, because people want to know what's going on.
Right.
So we, actually, they're the big ones.
That's when we really have a lot of inspections and a lot of, you know.
But thank God we have all these lawsuits that keep us busy. So. Otherwise, we just sit there.
Yeah, imagine our board meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Danny.
I just had to throw a chuckle in when you were talking about discussing about the beach and turning the dock, you know, for hot bag and stuff. I don't have any problem with that, but I just had to check a little bit because we own the property, all the property behind the public beach.
Right.
Doesn't want somebody has that property have rights to use
that
property.
You could gain on this.
There you go, Shirley.
You probably have exclusive
because
use of it.
Yeah, exclusive use of it. We have to use the right-of-way right now alongside the beach, so I just had to kind of chuckle a little bit about that.
We have to put that
in the background. Because everybody else's property, you know, goes right to the water's edge, except ours because the beach blocks us. So I just had to throw that in the chuckle for tonight.
We needed a chuckle.
Just as a thought, I have a boat runner that has MS that has to get on a wheelchair. Sometimes they load her on a golf cart to get her down. And I have my runner in the cottage blew out his left knee twice and had surgery on his right knee recently. He does have a golf cart to get to his boat.
The Zanzu too.
He cannot do the hill. They're both.
Right.
I agree, Danny. I think we can do more. We have got to, or not just handicapped, but old. There's old people that don't want the handicap sticker.
I see where you're at. I see both sides, but consider it.
My main thing was the kids.
Can't give them the permits that they need now.
So kids can't drive golf carts.
I can do it.
No, I'm talking.
I think the people that are serious about the things will see that you know those things are taken care of.
I think so too.
If they're not serious, no matter what you say or do, they're going to disregard it. Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Okay. No one else will perform. We need a motion.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
Just want to ask a question. On those court proceedings today, you said that he was going to get back in 2 to 3 weeks on Brad Coombs.
On Brad Coombs.
What about the other one?
The other one, I have no idea. The attorneys will work that out, and they'll probably schedule it with the judge, or the judge will make a date for her. As far as I know, Doug, unless you know more.
No, wait a minute, but understand where we were on that, because that was merely the issue of access, and our attorneys requested the judge hear whether or not we could have access during the lawsuit. That was all that was. It was not.
I thought they were running both of them together, and they were going
to... There were only those issues. The issue was
permission to cross the property.
For the judge to decide whether to allow the use of that gate. And while the lawsuit was pending, and that got resolved before that.
There's no date.
But there never was.
That's all they were for now.
It was just
that.
And then with the other case, it was...
Someone being reported when said I...
It was all the
case. I heard everybody say...
Good day? Okay. Didn't you hear everybody say...
Well, we just hear it.